Well, some of them put geese in the field to eat the grass out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, they really do it. And, that didn't work 100%, but it would do some good.
They eat more of the cotton.
No, they wouldn't eat cotton, eat the grass. Mm-hmm. And,
Do you have particular kind of names for the grasses that you grow?
No, just regular field grasses, I guess. But the geese was a regular little kind of bluish gray geese, I guess. I don't know of any special name. You don't see too many of them around.
Any kind of weeds that used to grow around?
Yes. Tea weeds and...
What's that like?
Huh?
What's that?
It's a little... Well, it's not a very small weed. It's a pretty big weed. And it makes kind of a little bean on it. Narrow bean. Call them tea weeds. But... They grew in cotton, and then they had the bigger weeds and cuckoo burrs. The bigger weed had things that would stick to you. Just little things stick on you. And the cuckoo burr would stick on you too. It was kind of a round barrel looking burr. Pretty sharp. Then they had the grass. And you would get pretty grassy time to let it by. And get ready to pick it.
Mm-hmm. What about different kind of things you'd use to line a field, separate them off? What do you call that?
Separate?
Uh-huh.
Well, you use fences, but not too much. And, that's about all we use here.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fences do they use around?
Well, most of them be wire.
Uh-huh. Be different kinds of fences you'd use on a farm to separate crops and animals or around?
Well, if you're going to use an animal fence, it'd be usually pretty heavy wire with probably what they call a hog wire on the bottom.
What's the hog wire?
Hog wire would be a strand of barbed wire on the bottom row. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't root under that.
What about fences you might put around a house, out front of a house, or by a garden, things like that?
Well, some of the older houses had wooden picket fence.
Uh-huh. What'd that look like?
It was just a wooden fence with about a 1x1, what they call a picket nailed on the 2x4.
What was that picket like?
Well, some of them had them the same height, and some had them going up and down. It's called a way out of pattern.
Any particular colors that people used to paint them?
Well, most of them paint them white. Most of all your fences are white.
Is there any particular name for that white fence? Or?
This is a white picket fence.
Makes sense.
Yeah, huh?
What about around a garden?
Like that house I told you about. The old, bustle house does have a picket fence around it, too.
Uh-huh.
And, it might not be all the parts of it. Most of it's there. It's pretty well run down.
Can you name any other fences made of wood?
Well, if you're about rail fences, you'll see a few of them around here, but not too many.
What was that like?
But your rail fence is just rail stacked up about 5 foot high and made a good tie holding pin.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds?
Well, most of them are pine. Most of them are pine.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be 12, 14, 16 foot long.
Was it like zigzagging or were they straight?
Yeah, zigzag would stand up.
Uh-huh. When you go to set up like a barbed wire fence, what are the things you call it? You attach the wire to, go straight up and down and put them in at home?
That'd be a post.
Mm-hmm. Is there a special tool for that to dig out the hole?
You probably have a stretcher.
What?
Stretcher.
What's that?
Barbed wire stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a jack deal thing that you would pull the wire tight. Get the slack out where it would stand up good.
Uh-huh. Is there a special tool though for like digging a hole for the post and all?
Oh yeah, the post holder.
Yeah, what's that like?